This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Each week at this time, a very varied group of people get together from the Talk Radio business to talk about the big stories of the week. And the people on the list created by Talkers Magazine, doing the research every week, Talkers Magazine lists these stories and people at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So with me this week, we have Jennifer Horn from the DJB program and also from Morning Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America. So let me go through the stories and pick out a couple that Jennifer probably is invested in to a point. At number 10, what's going on in Mount Everest? Very interesting. And the rescue of that Hawaiian hiker as people do a lot of touring. UFOs and the Navy pilots who have seen them. Number 9, fascinating story from my perspective anyway. What's going on in Britain? The fate of Theresa May has been cast. But who's following her? That'll be an interesting reality. Weather conditions, again, lots of discussion about climate change. Number 7, the ongoing feud or seeming feud between the McCains and the Trumps. At number 5, who's running for president? Number 4, various abortion laws being passed. Is it a challenge to Roe v. Wade? Number 3, the situation with China. Number 2, maybe 3A, is Kim Jong Fatty killing the U.S. envoy from China, from North Korea. They executed him, fed him to the dogs, as it were, because he didn't like what he... I shouldn't laugh about this, but, I mean, come on.
Well, because it feels like a movie. It seems so unbelievable. It's just, the sad thing is it's real life.
Right, yeah. That's the bad of that new John Wick movie. Oh, my God, what a horror show that is. Just like that, feeding your dog, chop you up
and feed you. I like that movie.
You liked it?
Yeah, that's a little rough, but I like it, yeah.
It is rough.
It's a little rough.
A little rough.
It's a little rough.
It is a little rough. Number 2, all the impeachment talk, which is just that, talk. Jennifer, let's get your read on that. The impeachment talk is just that, and they being the Democrats, seem not to have the will, at least leadership doesn't have the will, to go forward with this because somebody... maybe smart enough they realize that they'll for sure lose the election if they pull that stunt. Is that a realistic...
I think there's a lot of reporting out that says that somehow Democrats have now just flipped on this impeachment switch after the big story this week, in my opinion, was Robert Mueller coming out saying he was resigning, that he was all done, that he wanted his report to speak
for himself. And that's number 1 by the week,
but then he showed himself for what he really is, which is someone who wanted to cast some ambiguity and cast a shade of politics over what should have been just an investigation based on facts. And so... Democrats, I don't believe anyway. I mean, I guess we could argue about it. This is my gut feeling that anyone who supported impeachment last week at this time still supports impeachment today, and anybody who doesn't still doesn't. It's just the Democrats now in the caucus in the House are not as afraid to say it because they think they have some ammunition behind them with Robert Mueller saying, I can't prove you didn't commit a crime. Well, I could say that about you, Doug. I could certainly say that about you, Rich. I couldn't prove that either of you haven't committed a crime, but that's not necessarily the job of a prosecutor. It's not a job of a prosecutor to exonerate someone, and it's certainly not a job of a prosecutor to do what was done this past week by Robert Mueller. So I think Democrats just feel that they're more emboldened now because they can try to twist some of the words of Robert Mueller, who I think did this little 9-minute briefing without taking questions is kind of a little smack in the face to President Trump, who has been pretty brutal to him over the last several years. So I don't know. I don't know that it changes anything. It just makes people louder about it. And the person I feel most sorry for is not Trump. It's actually Nancy Pelosi, who knows that it's not politically advantageous for her to pursue impeachment because that is not popular with the American people. But now she has to figure out what to do because some of the loudest members of her caucus are screaming impeachment.
What about you, Victoria? What's your read on this?
Well, I think there's always ambiguity when you're dealing with human beings. So there was a counterintelligence aspect to this. And in counterintelligence, you're not always dealing with facts and evidence. So that's what's always interesting.
So
and many
what's the point of all of this then? Isn't it?
Well,
just
because in counterintelligence. No, it's not. Many things in counterintelligence don't make it into the courts. It doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't happen. I mean, that's counterintelligence for you. That's what that is.
It doesn't mean they did happen either.
I haven't finished. I haven't finished. So let me finish.
Please, yes.
I don't think that Mueller necessarily did a disservice to Trump or to the Democrats or to anybody this week. He didn't actually really say anything that was not in the report. And you know, he said he was going to let the report speak for itself. I think this was an effort to head off having to testify, which may or may not have been unsuccessful. I don't know. And I don't think that his testimony is going to satisfy the Democrats at all, because he isn't going to go beyond the report. So that it's going to be pretty pointless. And I don't think he's going to agree to testify in public. This is going nowhere. And it's going to be a huge mistake politically for the Democrats to impeach in the House, to impeach the president. Nancy Pelosi, as Jennifer said, I think, knows this very well. She's an extreme, probably along with Trump, the two most astute politicians in very different ways in the country, along with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, four very astute politicians. She knows this isn't going to work. A Republican Senate is not going to convict this man of anything. And it's going to backfire, certainly if it happens now, before 2020. And an acquitted Trump is an immunized Trump, as David Frum wrote at The Atlantic this week, and he's quite right. It's a very interesting way of putting it. And, you know, it becomes the issue of the 2020 election. All the issues that people really want to run on, healthcare, the economy, trade, so many other issues that matter to the American people,
immigration.
Along with this, immigration, other things, Iran, Syria, things that are happening overseas, they go by the wayside, and this becomes all-encompassing.
Yeah. We are such morons.
They really are. And then they're morons at our expense.
No, we are morons. We are the ones who feed this beast.
Yeah.
We're the ones who watch CNN all the time and Fox and read all the rags about it. And we're the ones that feed these reporters who then feed the politicians. And it's just a vicious circle. And let me tell you something. Victoria hit it right on the head. Mueller can't testify because he would have to plead the fifth because of all the things that he did not investigate with the Steele dossier and all these other things that the Democrats climbed into, and he would have to plead the fifth, and he would absolutely just shoot his whole report right up like
He's also an employee of the Department of Justice, so there would be a lot of protections put over his testimony. We already have seen the president use executive privilege and assert that over the testimony of William Barr and others, so they're not going to get much more out of him. I think there's certainly a lot of questions that Democrats and Republicans have for him about his methods and how he went about his investigation.
The final two sentences were the most important as far as I was concerned.
Ignored.
They've been ignored by everybody, except a few people like me, who heard what he said. And what he said was, there was meddling, there is going to be meddling, look out. Because these people are capable of meddling. Our elections are not safe. That's what he said. That's my takeaway. I don't give a damn about any of the rest of it, except this mania that we have to use computers and electronic voting and all this other stuff, which is the surest way to invite somebody like China, the Russians, whoever it is, however they're getting into it, the Taliban, the who knows, ISIS, they all want to screw with us. And this is the way, this is a perfect invitation. Come on, screw with our system. We're stupid. We use computers. We think we're so smart. We aren't. This is dumb. And that's what Mueller said.
It wasn't just his final sentences, Doug. This was his opening. Mm-hmm. This was the point of what he said. This was where his focus was, and this is the focus of the Mueller report.
And nobody picked up on it. The news organizations are just so panting to get at something that they can drill on Trump or whatever. It's just nonsense. I mean, we're full of people. The world is full of nonsense.
And it's pretty scary when Pelosi is the Democrat that you want leading the pack.
The voice of reason.
Right. She is the voice of reason because AOC and all these other ones, the game has changed. Trump has changed the game, and the Democrats have changed as well because they're not playing the game anymore. They're playing on life philosophy. They have a mission for America, and that's all they care about, where Pelosi is still smart enough to play the game, and she knows that it's a loser.
I was chastised as being, Jennifer, a sexist this week because of my attitude toward AOC. There's nothing about her that appeals to me. And I was told that.
Well, that doesn't make you a sexist, but the way you say it might.
Right.
So it's
just about holding people accountable to the same set of standards. I think that's always the safest way to go, Dougie.
I guess the bottom line is that she annoys the hell out of me, and whether was a bartender or she's attractive or whatever it is, I just think that she is outsmarting herself, frankly. Burnout before your time. Just take your time to get to where you want to go instead of jumping off the bridge the first day you're on it. That would be my read. It's 18 after the hour. Time for us to think about how it is that you feel. I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about physically. You're feeling achy? A lot of people are listening to this program who have heard me talk about Sierracil's Joint Formula 14, which has helped relieve a lot of stiff hips, stiff hands, stiff joints, stiff knees. It's helped a lot of people who had old injuries, where maybe they were a college athlete, or maybe a professional athlete. So do like a lot of people have done. Go to achefree.live, achefree.live, achefree.live. Feel the difference in 14 days or get your money back. That's right. Joint Formula 14 works for me. It started 5 or 6 days after I started taking it. Feel better, a lot better, quickly. Go to achefree.live and order Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. It works or your money back. Get free shipping with the DJV code. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Product CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Next up on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, Doug Steffen here on the air from the DJV program. You can get our podcast at DJV. I'm going to do a crass commercial for all my stuff, Richie. Hold on for a second.
DJV, I like crass commercials.
Yeah, DJVshow.com is where you can find on-demand the weekday program. Also, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And it's associated the Octopus Arms, including this hour. You can find every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I do a metaphysical show called Your Hidden Power, which you can find podcasted at, is that a good word? It is podcasted, right? Past tense of podcast, yeah. Is podcasted. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Also do a series of farm interviews, farm family food, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You want to keep up with what's going on the family farm, that's the way to do it. And health and welfare discussed every week in 2 hours on the Good Day Health Show. .com. So that's those are my bona fides, among other things that I've done over the years. Number four this week is the focus on the, I think we've done enough with Mueller and the impeachment, so abortion number four and the latest information or the latest sort of view on that. One wonders whether this is an attack on Roe v. Wade or we're being set up for one by various interests. And so I guess when I look at what has happened this week, Governor, John Bel Edwards, is that his name, from Louisiana, signed a measure that would outlaw abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. His signature came after the Louisiana House passed what it termed to be another one of these fetal heartbeat bills. So the aim here, I maintain, that as hard as they try, they'll never overturn Roe v. Wade, because even some of the dullest members of the Supreme Court realize that this means an American revolution. It's that important. It's that big. But it still becomes there's a politicization of it. There are a lot of people who like, you know, to whip up the troops. I'm not a believer in abortion, frankly, personally, but that's only me. I think people need to do what they need to do with their bodies. If I was in a relationship with somebody and they somehow became pregnant, I would ask them to keep the baby.
Somehow? How would that happen then, Doug?
somehow. It happened. Would happen somehow. Probably some sort of bodily contact. I think that's how it works, Victoria. But I think that this has become a battle cry, another one of these polarizing discussions. It's always been, as long as I've been doing talk radio since 1974, abortion, capital punishment, gun control, those are the cheapest ways of getting calls and whipping people into shape. And nothing ever changes. But this is sort of why these have happened. I think there have been, three of these in the last couple of weeks? Three different states have followed along this line. So what does that mean? Is there something here that we need to talk about, or are we missing anything, or is it just as obvious as it seems? Hearing nothing?
No, the one thing that's changing for me, I mean, you and I have been talking about this on the radio for years and years and years and years here,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
And nothing ever changes, right?
Nothing
quote, unquote,
changes.
Nothing ever changes. You know what changes, though?
Right.
Technology. And our ability to see what's inside at any given moment. And you start seeing pictures of the baby at a younger age. And we never really kind of was able to put the picture with the age. You know, you're thinking, 2-3 weeks, you know, or 12 weeks, there's nothing there, you know. Mm-hmm. 14 weeks, there's nothing there. 8 weeks, there's nothing there. And now we're starting to see when there is something there. Yeah. And while I agree with you that nothing has ever changed in this conversation, I think that will make changes. And it'll be interesting to watch if it shifts anything.
Yeah. Good point. Very good point. Interesting. Also, this week, the last abortion clinic closed its doors in Missouri, which is an interesting reality. 28 after the hour.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the Dust Bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the Dust Bunny's only natural predator. Run along, Dust Bunnies, run along.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're learning more about the gunman who killed a dozen people, mostly co-workers, in Virginia Beach. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
The gunman in the shooting massacre that left 12 people dead and others injured in a Virginia Beach city building where he worked had submitted his letter of resignation hours before the shooting. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hatchin says that despite him being in good standing.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
Good morning, Friday.
Yes.
And he was notified by email.
My understanding is he did that via email.
He was not forced to resign?
Negative.
Was the resignation over a position that he was applying for and did not get?
Not to my knowledge.
He had worked as an engineer for the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. We've gone through, well, I went through the story list. I'll go through the people list, then we'll go back to something. There are two or three items here that are crying out for us to speak about them. Let's see, the people list. Oh. Thank you, Victoria. Let's see, number 10, Amanda Eller on the people list. I don't know who she is at all. Never heard of her before. Who's Amanda Eller? Anybody know? We don't sound like we're that knowledgeable.
She's the rescued Hawaii hiker.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I knew the story, but I didn't remember her name. Okay, Theresa May at 9. John McCain, sort of posthumously at number 8.
She won't be on the list for long.
Who, Amanda Eller or Theresa May?
Theresa May.
One more week, she's done. Let's see, McCain is 8. Bernie Sanders, 7. Joe Biden is 6, zing, zing, jing, ping at number 5. Jerry Nadler, man, what a gas bag, number 4. Nancy Pelosi, I think I'm gaining a little, I don't know if respect is the right word for her, but at any rate, she's number three. Mueller is two, and Mr. Trump is number one. So back to the list of stories created by Talkers Magazine. List again is at talkers.com. The number nine item is the UFO connection to the Navy pilots. And I know Victoria is chomping at the bit to speak about this. She'd want to challenge my knowledge of it with hers, and she says she's more knowledgeable. So, as usual, I will defer to her because I'm a gentleman.
Well, what was going on? This was between the summer of 2014, March 2015, high in the skies of the East Coast. You had these objects, one of them like a spinning top moving against the wind. Almost daily they were appearing. They had no visible engine, according to Navy pilots who reported this to their superiors. No visible engine, no infrared exhaust.
I may have to. This discussion may end up being mine anyway because we have a technical problem with Victoria. Maybe we get that straightened out. We'll go back to her point of view.
The aliens are controlling her voice.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. This is something, even though the story itself goes back to, in this particular circumstance, this particular incident is a couple of years old. But these things have been going on, and I believe they are real. They've been going on for decades, if not centuries, if not millennia. The people who are silly enough to think that we are alone in the universe are just that, in my opinion, silly. It doesn't make any sense in anybody with any sense, not only of imagination, but intelligence, to think that we are all by ourselves in a universe that goes beyond what we can speak or think or understand. The fact that there are these things, there have been some silly television shows that have been made out of this stuff, some movies that were somewhat thought-provoking, I think, from time to time. The one that Amy Adams was in a couple of years ago I thought was quite good. We use our imagination. Remember Independence Day and what the baddies look like?
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Well,
here it is again. Just like the abortion story, right? The thing that might change the abortion story is technology and our ability to see what's inside the body as it's growing and when it actually becomes a baby, right? That may change things. Same thing here. Technology. You know, we have Navy pilots up there in $200 million airplanes with radar and technology that we never had before.
Right.
And they have the ability to see things and see things that aren't there that they never had before. So it's the same story. As we get more advanced, we're going to start seeing things that we did not see before.
Well, we're going to have to.
Whether it's a 13-week-old baby or whether it's an alien from another planet.
You're going to acknowledge what you knew was there if you have any connection to reality at all.
Well, the government knew it was there since the 50s.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Well, and then, I mean, you look at ancient cave drawings and Egyptian drawings, and you see that they wrote about it. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
My question is, why don't they make themselves known to us? Why do they keep hiding?
How do you know they haven't? How do you know I'm not an alien?
Would you make yourself known to us?
Well, it just seems that from somewhere across the universe that one of them, because they're not like all, Bob from New York City or Inyaka City, they're from like all over the place, right? Or at least they should be. I mean, theoretically, they should be. So you would think one of them would go, hey, I'm going to blow this little peanut planet up. Or, hey, I'm going to go down and talk to people and see how they are here. Or I'm going to go take over this planet. You would just think that. But no, it's like we've never really been approached by them, at least in bulk.
Hmm. All right, back to you, Victoria. I hope we have a better connection because I do want your comment on this. Well, maybe not. All right, so much for our connection with Victoria.
Number three.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. All right. Look. They're outside my window right now. What do you expect me to do? I'm ducking and covering.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. I understand. Yeah, we'll be careful on that. So that means you have nothing left to say, or do you want to hide under the table and tell us what you had on your mind?
Well, the History Channel has got a six-part series on the Navy pilots and the UFOs starting this weekend, which is very cool. The other thing I have to say is that I totally agree with Richie that technology is uncovering so much of this, and I am just very suspicious that why won't they tell us what they are? Maybe they're already in contact with them. Why do they just keep being so bland about it?
Well, why do you think, let's get, you asked the question, answer your own question. Why do you think that is the case?
They either don't know, it's something very dull, it is another country that is more technologically advanced than us and they don't want us to know, or it really is something and they don't want to panic.
I think it's so far beyond what the human mind is capable of imagining or understanding, especially when you consider most of the simpletons, at least today, that are in charge of various bureaucracies, various divisions of the government. It's just right, you know, down to brass tacks. And there are not a lot of really intelligent people that are attracted to working in the government anymore for obvious reasons, maybe not so obvious reasons. So the best of this lot goes to a college, university, goes to a private think tank, and then explores and exposes all of this material that is,
but again,
so much of it.
But again, it's technology. So, you know,
yeah.
1,000 years ago, if something were to fly out of the sky, people would have freaked out, right?
Right.
If they saw some. But now, you know, we're so used to planes flying over. We're so used to jets. You know, we're so used to watching UFO movies.
Seeing things in the sky.
We're so used to seeing pictures of planets that we can't see with the naked eye. Yeah. We're so used to sending robots to planets that we can't even see. So our minds, because of technology, has opened us up to the idea that there might be other people out there more than 1,000 years ago or even 50 years ago.
Yep, for sure. Meghan McCain addresses the controversy over the USS McCain. We'll talk about that next. It happens to be number 6 on our countdown list of stories. Doug Steffen here with Victoria and Rich. MyPillow has a guarantee, which you've probably heard before, because MyPillow advertises extensively on the radio. The reason they do that, as I'm going to get plugged for radio, is because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. MyPillow is everywhere, but there are very interesting ways of connecting with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. And each program that talks about it, each host that talks about it, has a different deal. For example, right now, as far as I'm concerned, using the DJV code, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $30 off the regular price. I think they're normally $99. You get them for $69.98, which is the lowest price ever offered on the radio. And you can find, using the DJV code, frankly, a lot of bargains at MyPillow.com. Whether it be a new bed for your pet, whether it be a new mattress for you, mattress covers, these great Giza pillows that you hear us talking about, or the current deal, the 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. If you hurry, they'll ship all the pillows free. Everything you buy can be shipped free. Maybe you want to buy more than pillows. Look, take your time, check everything out at MyPillow.com. Whatever you buy, though, use the promo code DJV.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Wow, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's move into the Meghan McCain focus, this whole thing, which maybe, if you'll pardon the pun, trumped up a bit. I'm trying to put the pieces together. I've had three or four different bits of input, different stories from different people. Meghan McCain talks about the president's attacks on her father. She talks about the controversy of the Navy, whether they kept the USS John McCain out of view during his trip to Japan. I don't think any of this is the real story. The real story here, Victoria, we like to dig into. You were telling us you've done a good job always about giving us the real story. The real story here is on the ship itself and how ineffective it is. It's been on in service and on the waters for several years, and it has been plagued. It has never worked right one day since it's been commissioned. It has too much technology on it. They don't understand it. The things are breaking down all the time. It spends most of its time in dry dock, and that's where it basically was. It was under repair, and that's why it wasn't visible. Not that somebody in the Pentagon didn't think, oh, well, maybe Trump would like it if it wasn't visible. I mean, how childish, if Trump is really that childish, he has no business being president. Some people think he is. I hope he's not that childish.
Fake news.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, there was
made up story.
Because the ship was being repaired and was off, right, as it has been since it's been commissioned. It's a piece of junk. And this is a $2 billion machine that doesn't work. Yet another testimony to the way the Pentagon and our government spends money on the military-industrial complex and gets nowhere. There are planes all over the place that never really were needed, that get ordered to satisfy the demands of the military-industrial connection to our politicians. And it's the same crap over and over again. We've got way too much technology on these things and way too many pieces of hardware. So that was the real story from my perspective. What about you, Richie?
Well, I think it's probably somebody floating a story out there, and it caught on, and it's fake news.
Made nothing. Made no difference. All right. You have insight, Victoria?
I think that we've got a lot of problems on some of our Navy ships. There have been a series of stories over the last year about
You're right.
Lack of training.
Yeah, lack of training, lack of due diligence on the part of the Pentagon when they take delivery of this stuff. And, you know, well, they care. They're not paying the bill. The taxpayer is paying the bill. And the taxpayer is grossly uninformed. The oversight, each of these departments have their own general sort of accounting. What do they call it? Inspector General. And they fall down on the job as well. This is
how are we going to compete with the alien ships flying around out in outer space?
Valid.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe we develop some more space. Maybe, Trump wants to bring the Army or the military into space, so maybe that's the way of doing it, Richie. Rich McFadden, thank you. Victoria Jones, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Complex.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three at the hour now. Time for us to go back through this past week. The technology news delivered by Victoria Keelan as she keeps up with it. So we have the top five stories, actually, for the week. Number five is how you can pay your bills if you use AT&T. I still don't understand this, but not for me. This is not my market, let's put it that way.
So the news came this week that AT&T will now be accepting cryptocurrency for you to pay your bill. So if you have AT&T or if you use the AT&T app, for if you have a cell phone account, or if you have them as your internet service provider, or if you even use DirecTV, which is owned by AT&T, then you can pay all of your bills using cryptocurrency. They now accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Gemini USD, Paxos, and Circles US dollar coin will all be supported. And AT&T has proudly advertised this week that they are the first mobile operator in the U.S. to accept cryptocurrency. However, they are definitely not the first major business. Whole Foods, Nordstrom, GameStop, Overstock.com, major, major retailers have been accepting cryptocurrency for a while now. So, but the problem, though, is that it is still a very small number of people who actually will use cryptocurrency to pay their bills. So it's a lot of companies for a change in retail are actually ahead of the curve.
Really? Isn't that sweet?
For once.
Depends what curve we're talking about. All right, number four, as we count down to number one, is a focus on XL for your iPhone. How does this work?
Yeah, Microsoft made a really cool update to their Excel for iPhone app this week. Now, this is Microsoft Excel is spreadsheets and charts and graphs and tables and things like that. And so the new update is that if you have the Excel app on your iPhone and you're somewhere outside of the office, if you're at a meeting or whatever, and if someone has a piece of paper that is a chart or a graph or a table, all you need to do is open up your Excel app on your iPhone, snap a picture of it, and it's automatically imported into your Excel worksheet. And it recognizes the difference between work schedules, task lists, timetables, financial spreadsheets. It's really kind of cool. It used artificial intelligence to essentially read whatever the data is, and then it puts it into its proper place. And then when you get back to the office, and then you go onto your laptop or desktop, then the spreadsheet is already there for you, and it's fully integrated, and you can edit it, and it's a very cool feature. So congratulations to Microsoft. I think they get the Innovation Award for this week.
Yippee! All right, this is the info for the last week of May. Number three, Apple making an announcement.
Yeah, Apple surprised everybody this week. They released the first new iPod in 4 years. The last time we saw a brand new iPod model was in 2015, and it may seem outdated to some of us who keep all of our music on our smartphones, but there is still a niche market for iPods. And so at the iPod peak, which was 2008, Apple sold more than 55 million units. And so that's dropped down, obviously, a considerable amount. However, the new iPod Touch, it looks similar to the older ones. It has a physical home button. It has a small 4-inch display, lower price than modern iPhones. It starts at $199 for 32 gigs of storage, or it goes up to $399 for 256 gigs, and it comes in all the same colors as iPhone, and it actually also supports group FaceTime and augmented reality apps, so it's kind of cool. It's basically getting very close to being an iPhone, just without the cellular connection.
All right, number three, boys and girls, is a new iPod.
Nope, no, we just did that
two.
One. Number two.
Where the hell am I? I'm still smelling the skunk. Thanks very much. Yeah, no, that is Best Buy canceling pre-orders for the Galaxy Fold. It apparently doesn't fold.
Yeah, the Galaxy Fold is it's been plagued with all kinds of setbacks, and now it's so many setbacks, in fact, that Best Buy had to cancel all of the pre-orders of Samsung's foldable phone. It's going to be a $2,000 phone, and it will be probably the most expensive on the market. They don't know when it's going to ship any longer. They've canceled everything. The good news is, though, if you have pre-ordered the Samsung Fold through Best Buy, they are going to give you a $100 savings code for future purchases. So when it does become available, you can apply the $100 either towards the phone or towards something else.
All right, now I know we have gotten ourselves to number one. SpaceX is in the news this week. They are frequently. What's the story?
SpaceX had a really good week. They launched a rocket full of 60 satellites into the sky, and it was a very successful mission. This is the first stage of SpaceX's internet constellation called Starlink, and their mission essentially will be to bring broadband internet connectivity to all kinds of places around the globe that either have very spotty reception or have none at all. And so Elon Musk says this will be a low-cost internet option available to the poor people around the world and the world's poorest population. So good for him.
All right. Yep. Good for him. Good for us. We've covered them all. The top five tech stories. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.